From WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, North Carolina, it's the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Today, we're going to meet two of three candidates seeking one of two open seats on Southport's Board of Aldermen in Ward 1. This small seaside city in Brunswick County is divided into two wards, each represented by three people to make up a six-member board. The mayor of the city of Southport serves a two-year term. Aldermen serve four-year terms, which are staggered. One of the challengers we'll meet today, Mark Spencer, took a run at the board in 2015. Robert Tucker, a former City of Southport employee, is also seeking a seat. The two seats with expiring terms are currently occupied by Karen Mosteller, whom we will meet next week, and Mary Ellen Poole, who is not running again. Each candidate will talk one-on-one with me today, answering my questions and yours. There are two ways to get your question in during the live Thursday edition. You can email us at coastline@whqr.org or call us at 910-343-1138. The phone lines are open now. And remember, each candidate appears in only one segment. It'll be the next two, segments two and three. They join us in an order randomly chosen before the show. But first, we're going to learn about some of the key changes going into effect this year, what voters need to know before they head out to the polls, with the new director of New Hanover County's Board of Elections. Ray Hunter Havens was named to the position earlier this year. She took over as interim director in May when Derek Bowens resigned to take a position in Durham. Before that, she worked for 6 years as an election system specialist for New Hanover County. Ray Hunter Havens, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. Now, if you have general questions about elections this November, you can call us on this Thursday at 910-343-1138 or email us at coastline@whqr.org. Ray Hunter Havens, let's start with who is eligible to vote. And by that, I mean, what are municipal elections? Every year that we have municipal elections, we know people show up to the polls ready to vote, and they can't.
Voters in New Hanover County are eligible to vote in a municipal election if they reside within the municipal boundaries. There are four municipalities in New Hanover County, Carolina Beach, Curie Beach, Wrightsville Beach, and the city of Wilmington. So those voters who do reside within those municipal boundaries are eligible to participate in the municipal election in November.
In the past, when people have shown up to vote for, say, Wilmington City Council, and they're told, you don't live within actual city boundaries, can you give us, who winds up getting confused by that?
I think oftentimes it's folks who do have the Wilmington, North Carolina in their address. But they're in the unincorporated area, perhaps, you know, up in that sort of Monkey Junction area. That's especially because there was sort of that involuntary attempt to annex that area back in 2011. And so I think sometimes when you're close to the city boundary, you have Wilmington as your city of residence, some individuals do get confused that they think they're actually a part of the municipality, but they're not. They're in the unincorporated section of the county.
Are there also, in speaking just about New Hanover County, areas kind of near Mayfair that are not within the Wilmington city limits?
There may be sections depending upon how you're defining Mayfair. Over the last, I would say, 5 or 6 years, we have had some voluntary annexations. So we have very small sections in precincts H08, H10, and H12. That are within the municipal boundaries of the city of Wilmington, but the majority of the precinct is not. Fairly recently, there's a new residential development off Carolina Beach that those individuals are now eligible to vote. So we will be opening precinct MO3 for the first time for a municipal election. I think it's a lot of the River Lights development and some of that area, I believe, off River Road. If individuals don't know if they're in the municipal limits, they can use our website, shortcutsnhcvote.com, and we'll take them to a voter lookup application on the state's website, and they'll be able to see their districts. And if they are eligible, they'll see their particular sample ballot for the upcoming election.
And if they're not eligible, there just won't be a sample ballot.
It will say no ballot, and so it'll clearly indicate that they're not registered. And certainly they're always welcome to call the office, and we can help them do that. It's also on their voter registration card. the card actually has their districts, and it will show municipality will be something. You know, if it's none, then they would not be eligible to vote unless they've had some sort of residential address change that they've not alerted the office about. And so their districts are related perhaps to their old address.
Because of what we've heard about possible hacking of past elections, more people are concerned and aware about the potential for that. You worked as an election system specialist for New Hanover County for a number of years. How has the system evolved over the years, and is New Hanover County vulnerable to hacking?
You know, I can certainly speak to our practices since I came in 2011. All of the machines that we actually use to upload the election data are standalone machines. They're not connected to anything. The voting equipment that we have at the polling places on election day, there's a very specific chain of custody with the media. There are numerous security safeguards that are almost incorporated within the voting system that make it more difficult to tamper with. As we're getting results back at the end of the night, we're cross-checking that media information with printed paper results, as well as the number of ATVs that have been issued, your authorization to vote forms. And so there are various cross-checks that we have in place to make sure that what we're uploading is valid and that it represents that particular polling place.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. In this first segment, we're talking with Ray Hunter Havens, who is director of New Hanover County's Board of Elections. She was recently appointed to the post, and she's worked for the county for half a dozen years or a little bit more. In segments two and three, we're going to meet two candidates who are running for Southport's Board of Aldermen in Ward 1. You can ask your own question in any of the segments during this live Thursday show by calling us at 910-343-1138. You can also email us today at coastline@whqr.org. Since this omnibus election bill was passed by the North Carolina General Assembly in 2013, there have been, I think it's been very confusing for the general public, because not only were there changes that were set to go into effect at staggered times, at different years, this change would go into effect, and then the next change would go into effect during the next election. But there have also been rulings that have affected that law. Can you tell us what's in place now, and what do we need to know when we go to the polls?
The main thing that you would need to know is you do not need to have a photo ID to vote. That was struck down. The individual, if you're voting on election day, you need to be a registered voter of that particular municipality. And if you have not registered in time, the registration deadline is October 13th. You are able to do same-day registration and vote at our absentee one-stop voting site, which will be at the Government Center location, and that's from October 19th through November 4th.
So does that mean if I don't register, I'm not a registered voter, and I don't do that by October 13th, I can do that beginning October 19th?
Yes, you can come and you can register to vote and vote at the exact same time. You will need to present sort of proof of identity and residency. A lot of individuals will use their North Carolina driver's license for that purpose. Or you can bring something that shows your name and residence, a utility bill, a bank statement, a paycheck, something of that nature.
What kind of trend are you seeing in terms of people voting on election day in New Hanover County versus people voting during the one-stop period?
I believe in New Hanover County, we're definitely seeing the trend of early voting, both in terms of voting at absentee one-stop as well as using the absentee by mail process. Any registered voter can vote absentee by mail. We will receive your state absentee request form. We will process that, and then we'll begin mailing you your absentee ballot when they're available. We will actually start mailing out the absentee ballots on Friday, October 6th.
And so when is the date for requesting that absentee ballot?
The last day to request an absentee ballot is going to be Tuesday, October 31st.
Okay, so the end of October to request an absentee ballot. Are you seeing most people voting on election day still in this county?
We saw a very large turnout for the absentee one-stop voting with the presidential election in November. The majority of people are, a lot of people, it depends on the election. Certainly in municipal elections, the majority are going to be voting on election day.
And let's talk about voter turnout for a moment. On a previous Coastline Candidate interview show not so long ago, we talked with a local political scientist about basically, forgive me here, the abysmal turnout of voters during municipal election years. It's fair to say there aren't a lot of other races to vote on. If you don't have a local board, if you're not within city or town limits, then nothing to vote on. But what is there anything to do from where you sit to increase voter engagement in these types of elections?
In terms of, we obviously see, we can tell you the voter turnout percentages. We have seen that decline. There was approximately 17% turnout in 2011, then down to approximately 12% in 2013, and I think it dropped down to 10% in 2015. It's difficult to determine, is it related to the number of candidates who filed? Is it related to the fact that oftentimes in a municipal election, you don't have a buildup quite the same that you might have in a general election year? We do have a primary. In New Hanover County, we don't have partisan primaries. It's a nonpartisan plurality method. So it's the only election. So I don't know to the extent that there's not that media coverage, to the extent that it plays into that, but we definitely are seeing that trend.
Yeah, we've been pushing a boulder uphill trying to get people to understand it's actually an election season. That's a big drop, though. You said 17% in 2011 mm-hmm. versus 10% a couple of municipal election cycles later.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's public perception of the competition on the ballot. I do know in 2011, Mayor Saffo ran against a candidate who was running for the same office. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it, or if perhaps the candidates who were vying for the council seats perhaps resonated more with the public. All municipal elections in New Hanover, we have the mayor contest and then a city council or alderman contest. So again, to the extent that they feel that they do need to turn out to perhaps vote in a way that they want to, how much that comes into play.
And one of the things that this is sort of a point that you seem to be making that Aaron King, our political scientist, made, it winds up being a very small segment of the population that decides who runs the local government, which is sort of an indicator if your vote ever counted. This is one of those elections when it does. You're listening to the Coastline Candidate interviews. Today, in just a few minutes, we're going to be meeting two of the three candidates running for a seat on Southport's Board of Aldermen in Ward 1. Robert Tucker and Mark Spencer will meet the third candidate, Karen Mosteller, next week. Right now, we're talking with Ray Hunter Havens. She's the director of New Hanover County's Board of Elections, and she's taking your questions on this Thursday. You have just a couple minutes left to give us a call at 910-343-1138 or email your question to coastline@whqr.org. Ray Hunter Havens, we've also heard a lot of back and forth on redistricting, and I think that also is an area that's pretty confusing for a lot of folks who aren't versed in the minutiae of it. Where are we with that now, and what's likely to change?
Well, currently, New Hanover County has separate Senate districts, House districts, and right now all of New Hanover County is in one congressional district, Congressional District 7. Prior to that, sort of reverting back to the pre-2012 lines, there were two precincts that were in Congressional District 3. They were split. And when the Supreme Court sort of stated that that was not legal and that we reverted back to those pre-2012 lines, they went back and all of New Hanover County is now in Congressional District 7. So we're waiting to see, will that change come 2018?
2018, that's next year.
Next year,
so
yes.
Folks, to be clear, don't have to worry about any of those issues in this particular election.
Not in the upcoming election, no.
Going back to voter turnout, just for a quick second, we did observe that Brunswick and Pender counties, neighbors of New Hanover County, had almost double the voter turnout of New Hanover County over the last couple of municipal election cycles. Any theories as to why that might be?
I don't have a specific theory. I do know that I believe for Brunswick, they have a more complex municipal structure. You know, here in New Hanover County, we have really separate municipals that don't cross boundaries. And so I don't know if that, again, affects perhaps the number of contests on the ballot, or it affects voters' sense of I need to do something to sort of make sure that those representing me in my little section are elected. So it is a difficult, really hard to sort of determine what is causing that lack of turnout for a municipal election here in New Hanover County.
Other than getting out to vote, we have about a minute left. If there's one thing that you could leave people with that you remember this about this year's elections and it'll make everybody's life easier, what would that one thing be, Ray Hunter Havens?
I think for an election, if voters are able to, if they've had address changes, to go ahead and sort of double check to make sure we've got that information, submit a new voter registration form or send us the address change information. That way we can get your address updated and you're not faced with the situation where you're having to travel to a new polling place because you can't vote at your old one because your move puts you in a new precinct.
And what's my deadline to get that done?
The deadline for the upcoming election, the registration deadline, is October 13th, but you still can vote on Election Day. We'll need to update your address. And if you need to go to a new precinct, you'll have the opportunity to transfer in at that point.
Ray Hunter Havens, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
When we come back from this break, we'll meet the first of two candidates for Southport's Board of Aldermen. You can ask your own question of the candidates by calling us at 910-343-1138 or emailing us today at coastline@whqr.org. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.